Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government overhauling the process of valuing properties for land tax purposes. The Young Dems accuse government of not doing enough to address the high cost of living. St. Philip residents raise strong objection to reported plans to build a fast food restaurant in their district. Minibus and ZR drivers complain about the poor state of the roads, saying it is costing them a lot of money in repairs. And a state of public emergency declared in Jamaica due to increased gang violence. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Government plans to overhaul the process for valuing properties for land tax purposes. This has been disclosed by Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, in an address at the Caribbean Valuation and Construction Conference being held at the Barbados Hilton. The plan is to standardize how properties are valued. It may mean that land tax values will be closer to what the property is worth on the open market.
The value that one puts on your property for insurance purposes versus the value that you put in your property for tax purposes versus the value that you will put on your home when you want to sell it. Three different competing objectives. So you will have persons who will object to the revenue commissioner on the value of their property. But when it comes time to having a negotiation about selling that property, all of a sudden the valuation is much higher than what the revenue authority has. For insurance purposes, we find a situation where persons are underinsuring, because obviously the valuation that you're using with respect to the payment of your premium is in conflict. And therefore, the regulations around valuation, for these, we have to get this right, because all it takes is a significant natural disaster, and then people are exposed for different reasons.
New land valuation laws are to be drafted.
We want to see very clearly, working with the stakeholders, is to bring a new valuation bill to Parliament that will help to resolve some of these issues. But it requires education at all levels. Because when you think you may be wanting to pay less taxes, but for insurance purposes, you have a different valuation. Then for the market purposes, you have a different valuation. And therefore, we have to get the standards right with respect to how these things are going to be done. And we want to unlock investment. And I believe that the provision of clean data is important for people to make investment decisions. The essence of valuation is going to have to be at the center to allow us to be able to make good policy decisions in order to ensure that we can unlock true investment at all levels with respect to the real estate market.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, Ryan Strachan. The Young Dems of the Democratic Labour Party accuse government of not doing enough to address the high cost of living. Chairperson of the Young Democrats, Tyra Trotman, says government is doing the bare minimum and want the escalating cost of living in Barbados addressed.
You know, it is disheartening that the Speaker administration thinks that this is the answer to the high cost of living that we're experiencing right now in Barbados. Most Barbadians are struggling to make ends meet. Some of them have 2 to 3 jobs and are still falling short. So it's heartbreaking that those with all 30 seats and all the resources are doing the bare minimum, then making it seem like their hands are tied. Barbadians want to hear that high fuel, the high electricity costs, and that taxes are being reduced. No one is rejoicing at saving $1 on a pack of frozen tenders.
She's calling for taxes to be reduced.
Well, instead of lowering taxes for the corporations, which I see now has been recently amended, what should happen is that the average business should be given that same luxury, especially now Christmas is coming up. I know there are a lot of persons who have to do Christmas shopping, who have to feed their family. Not only chicken should be looked at, but the cost of living in itself, the prices you see in the supermarket right now for vegetables and fruit. We should look at lowering the prices of these goods, these commodities, and see if we can make it more affordable. Also, every day you hear persons complaining that the bills are too high. Perhaps give persons a break. The water bill as well. There are persons who still don't have water in certain areas of Barbados, but they're still paying for the connectivity. So look at that. And then, of course, we have the high cost of fuel. Try to make Barbados more affordable.
Chairperson of the Young Democrats, Tyra Trotman, in the lunchtime edition. Some residents of Four Road, St. Philip are concerned about the proposed construction of a fast food restaurant in what they say is a residential area. Speaking during VOB's Down to Brass Tacks, a resident said 77 members of the community had written a letter to Town and Country Planning and other government officials opposing the establishment of the commercial activity in a residential space. She said residents were not consulted about the construction of the restaurant.
There's a residential house right next door, and I want to know who would want to have drive-through from 8 or 9 to 11 at the night, every living day, right next door to their bedroom window, the kitchen. That's the first issue that we had. And we had the traffic that would become, it's going to be horrendous. I'm not going to be able to get into my neighborhood. My children would not be able to ride about in peace. All these covenants that they gave us about no commercial businesses in our district, all of these things that you have noted to us and when we paid for this district, the same town planning, right next door now, they're going to ask us to change that property from residential right over the side of the road to commercial.
A concerned resident of Four Road, St. Philip. The Alliance owners of public transport complain about the poor state of the roads and the impact it is having on the sector. Director of Public Communications and Public Affairs, Mark Haynes, tells Starcom Network News that owners are forced to pay thousands of dollars to repair their PSVs regularly. Mr. Haynes says it is a challenge for some owners to find the funds.
The roads, no doubt about it, many roads are bad, and as a consequence, many of the drivers on the road are experiencing some challenges in terms of having to change their parts and so on and going to the mechanics regularly. There are too many potholes all over the island, and many people are complaining, operators are complaining about the potholes, and generally speaking, persons who drive their vehicles. So this is not a situation that is confined to the PSV sector. But of course, the sector is one that I have to speak for and on their behalf, because they have to change tires, they have to change suspensions and the various parts. All that is a cost to the owners of the vehicles.
He believes operators should have access to discounts and parts for their vehicles.
It puts the sector under further stress when it has to look for these other finances, because, as you know, you have to grapple with the high cost of gasoline and petrol in general, and not to have to pay to repair parts will not be easy. So whatever money the guys make on the road, they have to use it by paying, by purchasing those same parts, and also to pay labor to the mechanics to fix their vehicles. So I think that if that mechanism were to be put in place, where they can go to get cheaper parts, that is something perhaps that can be looked at.
Director of Public Communications and Public Affairs at the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes. Meanwhile, some PSV operators in the Constitution River Terminal voiced their concerns about the state of the roads and its impact on them.
Well, I had a change. Ball joints, top and bottom. Bearings, rodents already, because that bar over rail, and you can't shift all the potholes that you think about it, right?
Or regular.
So about, and then 3 times a month or twice a month, depends on the part. You understand me?
The barrels will mash up a lot of things on the vehicle. Sharks, whatever they damage everything there. So you got some regular changes and things. Some of the road, especially major roads, some road really need this patching up and thing, cutting it, because as they patch one today, another one open up, especially when rain falling. So at least if they thing off the top and do a fresh paving, that'll be a lot better.
All those bracket springs, but really truly this vehicle big, but a lot of care. I mean, the potholes all in South District and Ward Village and Ruby and them, they got them people in bear trouble. Because they got shiny the potholes and that's making, you know, they're going to look at saying. All them people doing is putting back marl in them, then filling up properly and roll them and all that. So when 2 rainfall, what's going to happen? Wash back out.
PSV operators at the Constitution River Terminal. In Jamaica, members of the police and military are conducting operational activities in St. James after a state of public emergency was declared in the parish. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the state of emergency is in response to the increased gang violence and the killing of 2 children in Salt Spring on Monday. 2 boys and a man said to be the target of the attack were shot by a man armed with a high-powered rifle while they were in a taxi. More than 160 people have been murdered in St. James since January, the highest number across all parishes. Assistant Commissioner Clifford Chambers said the parish is under virtual lockdown as the security forces pursue those behind the recent surge in violence. Recapping the headlines. government overhauling the process of valuing properties for land tax purposes. The Young Dems accuse government of not doing enough to address the high cost of living. St. Philip residents raise strong objection to reported plans to build a fast food restaurant in their district. Minibus and ZR drivers complain about the poor state of the roads, saying it is costing them a lot of money in repairs, and a state of public emergency declared in Jamaica due to increased gang violence. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.